From sticky notes to blueprints, community members have come together after the December 10th, 2021 tornado to not only recover what was destroyed, but to outline a plan to enhance Mayfield, Kentucky from what it once was. Headed by community volunteers, Mayfield Rebuilds assembled in March as a way for the community to have a voice for how they wish to see their community rebuilt and advanced. Mayfield Rebuilds works toward recovery centering on 7 branches: health and welfare, education, housing, utilities and transportation, business, quality of life, and rebuild and design. All branches are overseen by Jill Salea, the chair of Mayfield Rebuilds.
After the tornado, our mayor and some of the city leaders wanted the community to get together and decide how we wanted to recover from this. We felt that there was a great opportunity, as awful as this disaster was, we felt like we could take this as a great opportunity to come back better, bigger, stronger, and make Mayfield a great place, better than it ever has been.
As she became a part of Mayfield Rebuilds, Salea also enlisted some friends to help her. One of them was Denise Brazel, who serves as the secretary for Mayfield Rebuilds.
The sticky notes turned into lists, and the lists turned into committees, and the committees turned into projects. And now we see not a complete and final destination, but we see a path for a journey, if that makes sense. And that's what we're on. We're on a path, on a journey, to make Mayfield even more than what it was.
Their first meeting was coined as the Sticky Note Meeting because Mayfield residents submitted their requests on sticky notes, which became the foundation of Mayfield Rebuilds. The sticky notes outlined what citizens needed and led to the creation of the 7 branches.
The Health and Welfare branch is responsible for promoting healthy lifestyles, thinking of ways to improve health and welfare for the community, and facilitating the community's beliefs, according to the Mayfield Rebuilds website. An important point for Salea to address in this branch is PTSD.
I can't imagine what these people are going to be dealing with in the future. I'm sure that it's just horrendous. The PTSD, the mental problems that we're going to be dealing with in the next years.
The education branch is tasked with promoting and expanding educational opportunities for high school students.
Well, to have economic development, you need a good workforce. So education is addressing that. They're looking at ways to start vocational education.
The group has put an emphasis on vocational education opportunities. Brazel says expanding the education provided to students can broaden their work opportunities and the workforce in Mayfield. The housing branch is responsible for planning housing types, location, and housing amenities.
Over 1,100 were severely damaged, 400 were completely lost. And out of those 400, some of them were multifamily dwellings. They may have been single family homes, but multiple families lived in them. So more than 400 families were affected.
In response to the housing crisis, Brazel emphasized the importance of building homes amongst a walkable community.
People could walk to stores and restaurants and, you know, all those things that make a thriving community work.
The utilities and transportation branch evaluates existing infrastructure and relies on community input to create ideas for improvements. Salea spotlighted walkability and social spaces as important to Mayfield's transportation.
With funding for transportation, we can do things like improving our streetscape, wide sidewalks, lighting, benches, landscaping. We can create just a beautiful commerce area.
The business branch wants to revive Mayfield and Graves County through attracting and retaining new and existing businesses. An important area of concern for the branch is business location. Mayfield Rebuilds is working with an urban planner to make the business district more accessible. After Mayfield's historic downtown was destroyed, the Rebuild and Design Committee took on the task of developing a new downtown. Additionally, they are working to redefine Mayfield's business districts. Along with transportation, Mayfield's Rebuild and Design branch also focuses on making travel easy for residents. Nate Cox took the role as the Quality of Life Chair, which he describes as a role to help better the lives of Mayfield residents. What started out as a meeting to suggest ideas on sticky notes created a position to improve the lives of residents.
Quality of life has turned into a little bit of everything that you could sit there and say, hey, Mayfield needs one of these, and that would help my quality of life.
Two big projects they are working on include a community center and a farmer's market. While these ideas are further along than other projects, Cox says they are still in the dream phase, meaning the plans have been drawn up and they will soon move to the funding phase.
Mayfield Rebuilds will present their plan for the future of their community at the December 12th Mayfield City Council meeting. Although Brazel was unscathed by the tornado, she felt it necessary to lend a hand because her community was hurting.
When you have a strong community identity, which I think Mayfield did and does, then you have people that will, no matter how busy are, that will step up and say, when Jill called me, I said, okay, where do you want me? What do you need me to do?
Though the experience has made Saleha far more busy, she says she is proud of what she has been able to do for her community.
They say, if you want something done, you ask a busy person to do it. And I never have understood that anywhere near as well as I do now. But I don't regret one moment of the time that I've spent doing this. I think as a group, we've really bonded. We've come mm-hmm. close together. And I've been absolutely amazed at the people who stepped up. Mm-hmm.